Today's daf is Yumah Daf Chav Zayin. We left off on the bottom of Chav Vav Amud Beis. We quickly read through the Mishnah at the end of yesterday's shiur. Today maybe we'll go over that Mishnah again, where the Mishnah discusses the number of people needed to bring an ayil and a par to do the avodah, to bring the parts of the karbanos and the mizbeach, etc. Then the majority of Amud Aleph today is going to discuss hefshet v'nituach. We have a rule that the hefshet, the skinning of the animal, and nituach, the cutting up of the animal into different pieces, is kosher bizar, and non-kohen is allowed to do hefshet v'nituach. So the Gemara is going to try to figure out how we know that a non-kohen is allowed to do hefshet v'nituach. So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions of where we derive that halacha from, that a non-kohen is allowed to do hefshet v'nituach. The Gemara is then on the bottom of Amud Aleph going to have a separate drasha from the pasuk v'hikrav ha-kohen as a kol ha-mizbecha. Once we mention that pasuk in the discussion of hefshet v'nituach, we discuss a separate drasha also about which parts of the avodah require kahuna and which parts do not require kahuna. On Chav Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the fact that a zar shesider es ha-ma'arachah, if a zar is misadir the wood on the mizbeach, that he's chayyeh for that. How do you fix that problem? And the Gemara is going to ask that, wait a second, why should sidur ma'aracha be considered a significant enough avoda that a zar should be chayiv on it? After all, sidur ma'aracha is kasher belayla, and any avoda that's kasher belayla can't be much of an avoda at all. So how could it be something that a zar is chayiv on? And that's going to lead us into a discussion of which types of avoda require pious and which ones do not, what the exceptions to that rule are, meaning which avodas are lesser forms of avoda. Let's just go over that Mishnah again, because a couple of ha'aras we didn't mention yesterday. Says Mishnah, Ayil Karav Ba'achadasar. A ram is brought with 11 people, 11 Kohanim. Habasar B'chamisha, the five that deal with the Basar, that carry the Basar. Hakirbayim Va'asolus Va'yayin B'shnayim Shnayim. The Kirbayim, the Solus, and the Yayin are each carried by two. In the Gvuras Hari, he says that the reason that we have this number of Kohanim for the number of Kohanim that we have for a Tle, which we discussed previously, is we learn from a Pasuk that a Tle requires six people. But why we need 11 for an Ayil, and why we need the 24 we're going to mention for a Par, is not Mefurish anywhere in a Pasuk. But the Rishalmi says it's Kedei Lasos Pumbi Bedavar, to make it more of something that we do Befarhesya. It should be something that everyone gets excited about. So based on the concept of a Beis HaLukim Nahalich Baragesh, that we always want to create excitement in the Beis HaMikdash. However, in Masechas Sukkah, on Daf Nun Beis and Beis, the clear implication of the Gemara is that the reason we have so many Kohanim is based on the concept of Berov Am Hadras Melech. The Gemara Masechas Sukkah says about the son of Marta Bas Baitus, who is so strong that he was able to take Shtei Yerechel Shel Shor HaGadol. He was able to take the two thighs of a large ox that cost 1,000 zuz, so it was a very large ox, and walk Ekev Bitsad Godel. He was able to walk one foot in front of the other, even though he was carrying such a heavy thing, which was normally when you're schlepping something very heavy, you're sort of schlepping your feet along, but he was able to walk normally when carrying these heavy items. But the Gemara over there says, V'lo hinichuhu achiv ha-kohanim lasos kein mishum baravam hadras melech. But they wouldn't allow him to do that, to carry all these parts of the animal, because baravam hadras melech. So it sounds like the reason we want to get so many people involved is based on that concept of baravam hadras melech. Also, the Ritva raises a question over here. We said that kervayim, solas, and yayin are shnayim, shnayim. So the Ritva says, by yayin and solas, we understand why we need two kohanim, because the minchas and asachim of the ayil was larger than the keves of the karban tamid. But why do you need shnei kohanim for the kirbayim more than you need for the keves? Meaning, that's just a part of the animal. So the minchas nesachim that goes along with it. So if you have more nesachim, so you need more kohanim to schlep it. But the animal is an animal. So why would you need more kohanim to schlep the actual kirbayim of the animal? So he says that it was heavier by an ayil. It was heavier. And meikra adin, the kirbayim of a keves really should have required two people also. But the keves, there's a special puzzle that tells me that it's only brought with six kohanim. So we're very limited in what we do, meaning essentially where does he flips the question on its head. He says that why do we need two kohanim over here? We only needed one by the keves. The answer is, no, of course you need two kohanim. The question is, why do we only need one by the keves? And we only need one by the keves. The reason we only need one by the keves is we really need two by the keves, but we have no choice. We're limited in numbers because we have a pasuk that tells me you can only use six in total, so we have to make one schlep a little more than we would normally want to make him schlep. That's how the Ritva says. The Meiri says that even the kerbayim of the aisle, there's a reason to dafka have an extra kohen beyond the number that we have for the keves, because the aisle is ben shtei shanim, and therefore the kirbayim are larger and heavier, so maybe actually just requires more people to help schlep it. Then the Mishnah goes on, par karav be'esrim v'arba'ah. The bull is brought with esrim v'arba'ah, with 24 people. Harosh v'aregel, harosh v'echad v'aregel v'shnayim, ha'ukatz v'aregel, ha'ukatz v'shnayim, v'aregel v'shnayim, ha'chaz v'agera, ha'chaz v'echad v'agera b'shlosha, shtei yodayim b'shnayim, shtei defanos b'shnayim, ha'kirbayim v'asolos v'ayayin b'shlosha shlosha. So the Mishnah just goes through the role of the 24 people. Tulsus raises the kasha that the order in which these people are listed in the Mishnah does not seem to conform to any of the orders that we had in the Gemara for how limbs were actually brought to the Mizbech. Meaning on Daf Chafem Beis, we had four shitos as to the seder of the limbs that are brought to the Mizbech. This does not seem to conform to any of those orders. So Tulsus suggests that over here we're listing off the Evarim not based on the order that we were maled them to the Mizbech, but rather to be makdim the Rosh and the Regel first, because they are Ola Rishona, they go up first, and once we mention the right Regel, so we mention the left Regel as well. And then we're makdim the Ukatz, because Lagabe the Tle, we mention the Ukatz together with the left Regel. So once we're mentioning the left Regel, we mention the Ukatz, meaning we're just playing a sort of free association. Whatever we would associate, whichever is the next limb we would associate as we're trying to remember all the different parts of the animal, so that's what gets mentioned next. Not based on, but it's not based on anything that they actually did, or that actually any order that actually happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So it sounds like the Shita of Tosos is that the order of the Mishnah is not, I mean, it's very clear the Shita of Tosos is the order of the Mishnah is not the order that they would be molochit bipoel to the Mizbeach. The way they would be molochit was the same way they would be molochit tle to the Mizbeach. But there's some reason why the Mishnah mentions it in this order, for the reason that Tosfos suggests. However, from the Rambam it seems otherwise. From the Rambam it seems that this is the actual order. The Rambam in the sixth parak of Maaser Kabanos, Halacha Tazayin, seems very clear, and the Mari Korkus points this out in the Rambam, that he lists it the way our Mishnah lists it, as the way they would bring it to the Mizbeach. The Rambam is writing the Halacha, he's writing what they would do, he's not just playing free association. So the fact that the Rambam lists it in that order makes it sound like, according to the Rambam, that whole discussion we had a daf ago about the order to bring the limbs, that was only by the Tla, that was only by a carbon tamid, but by the par, it's going to be an entirely different discussion. That is that seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Balei HaTosfos. Another point of here, we said the regel is b'shnayim. So in Tosefta it says shnayim ochzin b'regel u'malinosa, that two people hold on to the regel simultaneously, and they bring up the regel carrying it together. The Rambam in Maaser Kabanos Pergvav Halacha Yotes, and it's quoted in the Tosfos Yontif on our Mishnah, says that they would not divide up, they would not cut up the Evarim of the Shar into smaller pieces, because it says Minitachos Salin Sacheha Velo Nisachel in the Sachim, that you should butcher it to its butchered parts the way it's supposed to be, but you're not supposed to take those butchered parts and further butcher them. So it makes sense that if they were carrying the regel and it was very heavy, you'd have two kohanim just carrying it together, because they couldn't cut it any further than it was already cut. However, the Ravid in his commentary to Taras Kohanim says that when we say a regel b'shnayim, what it means is they would be mechalik the aver, cut it into two parts, and each kohen would take up one chelek of the regel. And he says that the din of nituach evarim of a behema is not based on what's considered a full aver. It was based on how butchers would typically cut meat. Meaning, you might say, well, a regel is a regel. How can you're supposed to bring an aver to the mizbech? Once you cut it into two, it's not a full aver. It's two halves of an aver. But we don't base it on what's called an aver technically. Meaning, a person has ramach evarim in a person's body. So on each finger. finger, you have three Evarim. Each joint is another Ever. So, but there are certain Evarim that are much larger. From here to here is only a single Ever. Looking at the Evarim that we need to bring from the animal to the Mizbeach, we don't look at what the halachic definition of an Ever is. That chaps and afkamina sometimes what the halachic definition of an Ever is. Certainly in a human body, an Ever min ha-meis is metame ba'ohel. So we need to know what's called a full Ever. It has to have basar, gidin, vatsamos, Ever min ha-chai, so that's a big question, whether Ever min ha-chai is a special Isser of Ever or just an Isser of anything min ha-chai. But anyway, that's the machlokas over here between the Rambam and the Ravid about this. About this mitzvah of bringing the Evarim to the Mizbeach. So would we cut up the regular or not? Then the Mishnah concludes, Bamed Varim Amurim B'Karbanos Tzibur, Aval B'Karban Yachid Im Ratzah LaHakriv Makriv, that all of this division of labor is only by Karban Tzibur, by Karban Yachid. If Yachid wants to be Makriv, he can be Makriv. Hefshitan V'Nituch Hanchalei Luvei Lushavin, but the Hefshit V'Nituach, the skinning and the cutting up of the animal by a Karban Tzibur and a Karban Yachid are going to be the same. It's just that by a Karban Yachid, you don't need this number of people involved. Rashi says that if a Kohen Yachid wants to be makriv everything by himself without having any help from the other Kohanim in bringing the Evarim, so he could do that. That's totally fine. That's what it means. Im Ratzah LaHakriv Yakriv. And he could be makriv without a pious. So it seems that in Rashi that by Karbanos Yachid, the Kohanim were makriv without any sort of pious, that the Kohanim would just, someone could pick a Kohen and that Kohen would do it, that there was no the Karban Yachid, this whole idea of drawing lots was irrelevant. The Tos Yantif raises the Kasha that, wait a second, there's a reason we draw lots so that people don't fight. So isn't this ripe for a fight? Meaning if we just let one guy do it, so it's still going to be maybe Ludei Sakana, just like the Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak, that was the reason they were masaking the Payasos in the first place for the Trumas Adeshin. So L'chor by Karban Yachid, you have the same chashash, says the Tos Yantif. So Rashi previously on Dav Beis and Beis way back earlier had said that even by Karbanos Yachid the Kohanim were makriv al pi pious. So it seems like a stira in Rashi. Which is it? Is it that it was al pi pious that it was done even for a Karban Yachid, or like Rashi says over here that a Yachid could just do whatever he wants and it's not al pi pious at all? So there are several answers suggested to be Miyashev Shitas Rashi. In that ghost, Marie Landau, in the back of the Gemara, is mitarets that the Bala Karban has the Rishus to choose which coin is going to be Makriv, and if he does that, then there's no pious. But if he doesn't say who he wants to be Makriv, then they will go to a pious, so that it doesn't come to lead to any fights. Very logical way to approach it, that if we have some other way to avoid fights, because the Bala Karban says, I dafka want this coin, so then he could choose that coin. In the Adavidis Mechalik between Kachem Kalim and Kachem Kachem, he says, by Kachem Kalim, it's Ikar Lebailim, and it's not really there for Kapara, so there was no pious. Kachem Kachem, which is Bala Kapara, there was a pious. Chazanish, the Chaznish suggests differently in Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Chavav, Siv Chafal. Chaznish says that when all the Kohanim want to be Makriv, so they have to make a pious even for Karbanos Yachid, so that it doesn't lead to any fights. But when only one Kohen when one Kohen is Makriv, Midas Kulam, and everyone is happy with that, so then a Karban Yachid and Karban Tzibur are different. By a Karban Tzibur, even when there's a consensus, we have a Takana, you got to do a pious. By a Karban Yachid, consensus can help. If all the Kohanim say, yeah, just let this Kohen do it, we respect him, we want to give it to him, so then that's good enough. That's all you need by a Karban Yachid. That's what the Chaznish suggests. The final approach that we'll mention to be Miyashiv Rashi, the Teferis Yisrael on the Mishnayis, Nos Mem Dalid, says that you certainly need a pious to determine who's going to be Makriv. The Mishnah's Mechadesh, that you don't need to be Makriv a Karban Yachid with X number of Kohanim, that one Kohen can do it all, meaning against Rashi, that it's Rashi sounds like you don't need a pious at all. He's saying, no, you do need a pious to figure out who that Kohen is going to be, but it doesn't need to be the number of Kohanim that we're identifying in the Mishnah. That's what it sounds like from the Ritva. The Ritva says, Im yirtza lahakriv evareha bepachos mikein o biyosu mikein makrivin, that if they want to bring the Evarim with more or less people, they can. That's the whole Chiddush, but the Chiddush is not about a pious or not having a pious. Okay, but anyway, so this last halach of the Mishnah was that the hefshet and the nituach of the carbon can be done even by a zar. So it says in Maratana, hefshet and nituach and shavin bazar. Amr chiskia, minayin lahefshet v'nituach sheshava bazar. Where do we know that from, that hefshet v'nituach can be done by a zar? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions. Suggestion number one, Shen Amar Pasuk says, v'nasnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish ala mizbeach. It says that the b'nei Aaron ha-kohen have to put a fire on the mizbeach. Oh, so nesinas eish by a kuhuna, hefshet v'nituach lo by a kuhuna. You see from there that putting a fire on the mizbeach, that requires kuhuna, but hefshet v'nituach, the skinning and the cutting up of the animal, that does not require kuhuna. Says the Gemara, how can you make that drasha? We need the pasuk that tells me that the Bnei Aaron put the Eish on the Mizbeach to teach that the Bnei Aaron put the Eish on the Mizbeach, not to teach what doesn't get done by Bnei Aaron. It's not an extra pasuk. So Rav Sim Barashi, Ashkach Te La'abayi Davamaz B'lei Lebrei. He says, let's take a step back and we'll explain why this is an extra pasuk. Because we found Abayi was once explaining to his son, V'shachat Shchita B'zar K'shera. From the word V'shachat, he darshined that Shchita can be done by a zar, because the pasuk says v'shachat es ben abakar l'fnei Hashem v'krivu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen mesadam, that the shechita happens and then hikrivu b'nei Aaron mesadam. So b'nei Aaron only come up by the hakrava. Prior to that, there were no b'nei Aaron. So shechita is k'sher b'zar. V'chimian basam mechal shenemer v'atal v'necha itcha tishmuras kunaschem. Well, why would I have ever thought that that shechita is not k'sher b'zar? What's the havamina that you need a kohen? Because the pasuk says that va'ato v'necha itcha tishmuras kunaschem l'chol dvarim mizbeach. The pasuk goes on to say that for everything mizbeach related, everything carbon related, there's kuhuna involved, and you got to be guard the kuhuna. So Shemei Ani Afilu Shechita, I would think that includes Shechita as well. So had I not had this drasha of Vishachat that Abaye just taught, I would very well think that Shechita is not kosher bizar, that Shechita requires kuhuna. That's why I have the pasuk that tells me first v'shachat and then only mentions Bnei Aaron in the context of v'hikrivu mikabala ve'elach mitzvahs kuhuna, that kuhuna is only necessary from the point of kabbalas hadam and on, but prior to kabbalas hadam, from the time of the shechita, there's no mitzvahs kuhuna. The Tosos quotes over here, Tosos discusses how I know v'hikrivu means kabbalah. Why not halacha, zrika? V'ikrivu means to bring it close. Who says that that's Kabbalah? So it's also quotes from Rashi that v'ikrivu is written right after the shechita. So what is the avoda that's done right after the shechita? It's got to be the Kabbalah, right? That's it's most logical that it's referring to Kabbalah because that's the Seder HaDvarim. Tosfos gives another interpretation also. The pasuk can't be talking about the zrika because we already have a mefurish pasuk about the zrika. It also can't be talking about the halacha because halacha is something you can skip entirely if you shecht right next to the mizbeach. Halacha is just walking the dam over to the mizbeach. Well, if you're right next to the mizbeach, you don't have to do halacha. So halacha is not a critical avoda in all situations. You could be zorik the dam right away if you're right next to the mizbeach. So the only thing left that it can be talking about is kabbalah, and therefore it's kabbalah. That's how Tosos understands. The Ramban quotes Rashi. On the pasuk that hikrivu is lashon halacha of adam mikabala is a din that has to be done with kuhuna, but the point is that hikrivu is the Ramban understands from Rashi that hikrivu is lashon of halacha, which is somewhat difficult to understand. But okay, let's leave that. So says the Gemara. So that was what Abaye was explaining. Abaye was explaining to his son that shechitas kasher bizar, and we learn it from this pasuk. And there would have been a hava mina that shechita needs to be done by a kohen. So that's why I have this pasuk that tells me that that Bnei Aaron only play a role from kabbalah ve'elach. V'samach yado v'shachat limir al shchita shekher bazar. But wait a second, we have another pasuk, v'samach yada v'shachat, also teaches us that shchita is kasher bazar. So michti me kabbalah ve'elach mitzvahs kuhuna. From kabbalah and on is mitzvahs kuhuna. We just learned that shchita is kasher bazar. We, and therefore, anything after shchita from v'hikriv, which we learned as being kabbalah and on, everything needs to be done by a kohen. So wait a second. V'nasnu b'nei Aaron lamali. Why then do I need a pasuk that tells me v'nasnu b'nei Aaron hakohen eish alamaracha eish alamizbeach, that the kohanim placed the fire on the mizbeach? Of course, kohanim placed the fire on the mizbeach. That's after shchita. Anything after shchita is only done by kohanim. Ah, so that's where we see that it's extra. Lemute hefshet v'nituach. So you see, what was the whole drasha we had? We started this conversation by saying, how do we know that hefshet v'nituach can be done by a zar? So he said, oh, it's from the pasuk that tells us that the Bnei Aaron put the eish on the mizbeach. So where they do the eish, but not hefshet v'nituach. So he said, no, we need that pasuk to teach me that kohanim do the eish. So the Gemara just proved that you don't need that pasuk to teach me kohanim do the eish. It's beyond Kabbalah. Kabbalah ve'elach, you don't need any pasuk to teach me that kohanim do it. Therefore, this pasuk is entirely extra. If it's entirely extra, it could be free to teach lima'utei hefshet v'nituach, to exclude the skinning and the dismembering of the animal. V'akati itzrich salkatei dechaminu kibin d'lav avodah d'makva kaparihi loti bayikuhuna kamash malan d'bayikuhuna. Says Gemara, but no, that's not enough. I still need the pasuk just for its basic pshat, just to tell me that the Kohanim bring the fire on the Mizbeach, because you're right, we said that anything from Kabbalah and on must be done by a Kohen. But I could have very easily thought from Kabbalah and on means the real avodas, things that are avodas that are ma'akiv the kapara. That's what requires kuhuna. Putting the eish on the mizbeach, that's not an avodah that's ma'akev kapara. Maybe that's not included in mikabala ve'elach mitzvahs kuhuna. And therefore, I already need this pasuk of v'nasnu b'nei Aaron hakohen eish al mizbeach, just to teach me that the kohanim are the ones that have to put the eish al mizbeach. And therefore, I have no pasuk free to teach me that hefshet v'nituach is kasher bazar. So the Gemara accepts that challenge and says, Ella, rather we have to say that hefshet v'nituach being kasher bazar is from a second possible pasuk. So a second suggestion. Ella mehacha. Rather, we learn it from the following pasuk. Va'archu b'nei Aaron hakohanim es hanesachim es harosh ves hapader. That the kohanim arrange all of the different ingredients that they're going to use, all the different parts of the carbon that they're going to use. Michti mikabala ve'elach mitzvahs kuhuna va'archu lamali. Well, we already said that from Kabbalah and on, everything after Kabbalah Saddam has to be done by a kohen. Why does the Torah need to explicitly tell me that they have to arrange the limbs? Of course they do. That's after the Kabbalah. Anything after the Kabbalah has to be done by Kohanim. Ah, lemutei hefshet v'nituach. It must be that it's telling me that Kohanim do this, but Kohanim don't have to do hefshet v'nituach. The arranging of all the limbs on the ramp of the Mizbech, that Kohanim have to do. But the skinning and the dismembering of the animal don't have to be done by Kohanim. So says Mar Vayma, lemutei sidur shnei gzirei etzim. Maybe it's coming to exclude, tell me that Kohanim don't need to do sidur shnei gzirei etzim to bring the two blocks of wood up to the Mizbech. How do you know that it's telling me that they don't have to hefshet v'nituach? Meaning, this time the Gemara says, we're masking that there's a miyut over here, that this is an unnecessary pasuk, and we're coming to be made something. The first challenge, when we had the first pasuk, we weren't sure that it was a miyut at all. We said, no, maybe we just need the pasuk to tell me what it's actually teaching me, and there's no miyut to be learned. Over here we're saying, no, we're masking, there is a miyut to be learned, but we think you got the wrong one. How do you know that the miyut is to teach that hefshet v'nituach is kasher bazar? Maybe it's teaching me that sidur shnei gzirei etzim is kasher bazar. So it says more mistavra divcha de kavasei mimait. It's most mistavra that we're comparing it to a zevach that is similar to it. Meaning, why would we associate with the limbs of the carbon with wood? Meaning, if we're going to be mimait something from a pasuk about the limbs of the carbon, why would we be mimait blocks of wood? It's most mistavra to be mimait something that has to do with making the carbon into limbs, doing hefshet v'nituach, like cutting the carbon up. So that's why it's most mistavra to assume that this pasuk pasuk teaches us that hefshet v'nituach can be done by a zar. Says, well, no, adraba, sidur de kavaseh memayit. Maybe it's more mistaver to say that if this pasuk is about arranging limbs on the mizbeach, so it's going to be memayit, something about arranging, like arranging two blocks of wood. How do you know that it's to be memayit hefshet v'nituach? Granted, hefshet v'nituach is about the carbon itself, just like the arranging of the limbs is about the limbs of the carbon itself, but the arranging of the limbs is about arranging, and Shnei Gzireitzim is also about arranging. So how do we know for sure that this is to be memayit hefshet v'nituach? Says Mar Lo Sal Kadaitach, Tom Mar V'hikrav HaKoyin Es HaKol HaMizbecha Zu Alocha Sevarim LeKevesh. That pasuk refers to carrying the limbs to the ramp. Halachas Evarim LeKevesh Hudabayikuna, Halachas Eitzim Lo Bayikuna. And we darshan explicitly from there that which items that are brought to the ramp need to be done by Kohanim when limbs are brought to the ramp that needs to be done by Kohanim. Carrying wood does not need to be done by Kohanim. Carrying the Shnei Gzireitzim does not need to be done by Kohanim. Carrying the wood, the Eitzim, does not require Kuhuna. And we then darshan from there, Hasidur Shnei Gzireitzim by a Kuhuna. The halacha of the Eitzim does not require Kuhuna, but the Sidur of the Shnei Gzireitzim does require a kuhuna. So we already have a drasha to teach me that Sidur Shnei Gzireitzim does require a kuhuna. So what are we going to va'archu lamali? So what do we do with the word with the pasuk va'archu that says that the kohanim, the bnei Aaron kohanim, were the ones that arranged the nesachim, esarosh, esapadr, etc. Lemutei hefshet v'nituach. It's to exclude hefshet v'nituach, to tell me that hefshet v'nituach can be done even by a zar. So that's the second possibility of where we learn that hefshet v'nituach can be done by a zar. The Gemara rejects this one as well, though. The Gemara says, wait a second, ve'ema hachinami lugufei. Remember why we rejected the first possibility? Because maybe the first possibility that was about putting the eish on the mizbech, we said maybe we just need that pasuk to tell me that kohanim need to be the ones that put the eish on the mizbech. So maybe over here also, maybe we need this pasuk to tell me that the lugufei, that the bnei Aaron kohanim, put the Rosh HaSapadar. So the truth is, I'm just thinking out loud over here, that can't be the Gemara's kasha, no, because we already said that that it would be obvious that they do that, because Mikabal Ve'elach is Mitzvah's Kuhuna. Maybe what the Gemara is asking when it says Ve'ema Hachinami Lugufei is about the part where we said that where we were medayik that halachas evarim lekevesh requires kuhuna, but halachas eitzim must not, and therefore sidur shnei gezir eitzim must yes require kuhuna. Maybe those extensions are not really necessary because the pasuk itself is needed just to tell me that halachas evarim requires kuhuna, or that halachas eitzim does not require kuhuna. But to make that next step and tell me shnei gezir eitzim does require kuhuna, maybe that's an unnecessary step. The Marshai asked this kasha. The Marshai asked the kasha that we already were miyashi, that it's not needed lugufei because mikabalah ve'elach is mitzvah's kuhuna. So the Tos Yishanim takes away the girsa. He says once we say that sidur shnei gezireitzim requires kuhuna and we say va'orchu shnayim, so he takes away this kasha from the girsa. So the Gra also takes away ve'ema hachinami lugufei and explains that once the Gemara is mitarit, that you can't say that sidur shnei gezireitzim doesn't require kuhuna from v'hikrav hakohen as hakol zuei lach zavarim lekevesh. So the Gemara asks, if so, what do we learn from v'hikrav hakohen as hakol? So the Gemara goes back and says v'hikrav hakohen comes from ma'it hefshet v'nituach. Va'archu is on the number of kohanim that are required. So let's see. So Ella, so rather says the Gemara, a third possible pshat as to how we know hefshet v'nituach can be done by Zar. Ella, v'hikrav hakohen as hakol l'may asa, l'mutei hefshet v'nituach. What does it come to tell me when it says v'hikrav hakohen es hakol? What's es hakol? To tell me, as opposed to hefshet v'nituach. The kohen is maktir everything, but doesn't do hefshet v'nituach. Vikra HaKohen, so once we have that, once we mention this, we continue to give various drushas. But that's the third and final drushas, how we know that Hefshet V'nituach does not require a kuhuna. That Hefshet HaKohen HaSakol comes from Mimayit Hefshet V'nituach. that does not need to be done by a kohen. So says Gemara, v'hikrav hakohen es hakolam zbecha zu halachas evarim lekevesh. That's a reference to carrying the limbs to the ramp. Halachas evarim lekevesh with the bayakuna, halachas etim lo bayakuna. And we mentioned previously that carrying the limbs requires a kohen, but carrying the wood does not require a kohen. Hasidus shnegiz reitim bayakuna, but carrying the two blocks of wood does require a kohen. V'nasn lugufei va'orchu shnayim b'nei aron shnayim. It's in plural, b'nei aron hakohanim shnayim lamanu l'tlash shaton shisha. Remember, we said there's a drasha from a pasuk that you need six people involved in carrying the limbs of the tle to the kevesh. So this is that drasha, that we have three different words in the pasuk that refer to people in plural doing it. Va'orchu b'nei aron hakohanim, referring to multiple people. So we see 3 times 2 is 6, so 6 people have to be involved in the tle. Amar Rav Nuna, Kashli the Rav Lazar, Haibi ben Abakar Ksiv, Uben Abakar Asim Rababa. He says, but wait a second, this pasuk that we're darshaning from wasn't written about a tle. It was written about cattle. It was written about ben Abakar. And we just got through saying in our Mishnah that a par requires 24 people, not 6 people. Exactly, make a drasha about how many people you need for a tle from a pasuk that wasn't even written about a tle. A pasuk that was written about ben Abakar. So v'nichalei ala etzim asher ala esha asher ala mizbech. And v'nichle is the Gemara's way of saying, and our way of being miyashiv this, even though we had this kasha, our answer is ala etzim asher ala esh asher ala mizbech. Is the pasuk goes on, say ezu davar shenemar bo etzim esh mizbech. Haviyomer zetzla, which is what's something that we say about that there's etzim esh mizbech. That has to be a tle. If you look at Rashi on the bottom, v'nichle hadr mishani lehachi. That's the Gemara's way of saying that we then have an answer as follows: ala etzim asher ala esh krayis seruhu. That the pasuk ala etzim asher ala esh is an extra pasuk. Daksiv v'nasnu esh va'archu etzim va'archu nesachim salam li su ala etzim asher ala esh. We already said everything about arranging the etzim and the esh and etc. So why does he have to say it again? The midrash pe'dani v'avkanim hutzuch. To tell me that you need 6 kohanim for something else about which it speaks of an eish etzim and a mizbech. And what is that thing? That's the tle, the Talmud Shel Shachar, where the Torah mentions eish etzim and mizbech. Period. Now a new discussion. That was all hefshet v'nituach and the additional drasha that we mentioned. Now Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, zor shesideres hamaracha chayiv. If a zor is misadim the maracha, he arranges the pile of wood on the mizbeach, he's chayiv for doing that. That is something that should be done by a kohen. The zor is chayiv misa for doing that. So ketzad uose. Great. So if he did it, now what? What should he do? Very strange question. What do you mean? What should he do? He should cry and do tshuva. I don't know. What do you do when you do an avera? A guy eats chazer. What do? You tell him to stick his finger down his throat and try to throw it up. I don't know. What do you do? So Tosa Rush is mistopic what the Gemara means to ask by this. Ketzad uose. Is it ketzad uose lahakshir sa maracha? What can he do to make the maracha kosher so that they could actually burn karbanos up there on the mizbeach? Because right now they can't, since the czar is the one that arranged the wood, but he's still going to be chayv misa. There's nothing he can do about that because he's a czar who did an avoda. Or maybe no. Maybe we're actually saying that this is something that's fixable. Maybe, but he could be masaking it and undo his chayv misa, because what he did was not really an avoda gemura. The arranging of the wood was for the purpose of then burning something on it. Nothing was burned on it yet, so maybe it's not too late. Maybe he can still unring that bell. He could still undo it in some way or another. So maybe that's what Ketzer Wilson refers to. Anyway, that's the subject of the Tosa Rush. So what does the Gemara say? Porka v'chozer v'sodra. He should undo it and then rearrange it. So says Gemara, Maya Hanile, wait, if he rearranges it, then he's got the same problem he started with. He's still a czar, even when he rearranges it. So that's not going to work. Ela parka czar v'sodra kohen. No, what we mean to say is, let the czar take it apart, and then let a kohen put it together. Let a kohen put the pile back together. Mikdash David has a following chakira. When we say that a psulim are mechalal in avoda, does that make it as if the avoda wasn't done at all, or is it a psul in the guf of the avoda? Meaning, when we say that an avoda that's done by a apostle is no good, What does that mean, it's no good? It's ki'ilu, it didn't happen, and therefore it's no good? Or no, it's even worse than that. It's ki'ilu, it happened in a bad way, and therefore it's ruined. It's not that it didn't happen. So nafkamina would be by something that there's a possibility to do again. Bekashrus, with the same cheftza. So if you say that it's ki'ilu, it didn't happen, so it didn't happen. So then you could do it again, bekashrus, with the same cheftza. But if you say, no, it happened, and it's ruined, it happened, and it happened badly, well then you're not going to be able to do it again. So he's mochiach from our sugya, the fact that they were allowed to be misada the atzim aracha again after the zar was misada them the first time. And we don't say that there's a psul in the guf ha'etzim. So you see that it's not an active psul, it's just ki'ilu it didn't happen. But he points out that it's not the greatest raya, because it could be that the wood is, the sidim aracha is a little more kal than other carbon related issues, because minat Torah, there's no kedusha, all it is kedusha's dam, it doesn't even have kedusha saguf, so it doesn't become psul. Bitumah minat Torah. So okay, so that's the discussion of the Mikdash Tav. It's a practical Gemara. Masra Rabbi Zera, v'chiyeshcha avoda shekshera b'layla upsula b'zar. Is there an avoda that's kosher b'layla and a zar is not allowed to do? Meaning we're saying over here right now that the sidur maracha a zar is chayiv misa for. Sidur maracha could be done at night. How serious an avoda is sidur maracha? Why should it be that a zar is chayiv misa for sidur maracha? So it says Gemara v'lo. What do you mean? Of course there are things that are only done at night that a zar is chayev for. The burning of the limbs on the mizbeach is done at night. A zar is chayev for that. So it says, no, sof avoda dimamahi. That's not a night avoda, that's the end of the day avodas. That's how we cap off the day avodas, just extends into the night. Vare trumas deshen, what about trumas deshen? That's a night avoda, and a zar is chayev for that. Well, tchilas avoda dimamahi. No, that's the beginning of the day's avoda. That's not really a night avoda either. Tam Rabbasi Yom Rabbi Yochron, what's the raya that trumas deshen is a day avoda? If a person come and wash his hand for the Trumas Hadeshen, then when daybreak comes, he doesn't have to wash his hands again. Normally, when if a person does Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and then he has Lina, then he stays overnight, even if he guarded his hands and feet the whole time, he's going to need a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Elamai, you see that this Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim counts as a daytime Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, because it was for a daytime Avoda. So Velakasha, so now we're back to our Kasha then. Do we ever find something that's Navodas Laila that Azar is going to be Chayav for? Why should a zar be chayiv for the sidur maracha, for being misadim maracha, elakiyat mar hachiyat mar? Amar be'asi amar be'yochlan, so we have to change it a little bit. This is what he really meant to say. Zar shesidur shnei gzirei eitzim chayiv, hol vavodas yomhi. Not that a zar that's misadim maracha is chayiv. Enochanami, a zar that's misadim maracha is pater, it's navodas laila. A zar that's misadim the shnei gzirei eitzim that they brought with the carbon tamid, which is clearly an avodas yom, that is chayiv for. Well, if that's the case, they should have to draw lots for it. So, Ishtamite Hadatanya, Misha Zachar B'Shem Zeshen, Zachar B'Sidu Maracha, B'Sidu Shnei Gezuyetim. He forgot that they Taka do draw lots for it. Meaning, when they draw the lots, when they figure out, when they do the raffle to figure out who's going to do the Trumas Zeshen, along with it, when they had to sweeten the pot of the Trumas Zeshen to make it a little more enticing, one of the things they added with it is Sidur Shnei Gezuyetim. So, they do draw lots for it. It is that Chash of Navoda. So, says Gemara, wait a second, the Memer Davodas Yom, Baya Pius, Avodas Laila, Lo Baya Pius, Varevarim Upadarim. How can you say, are we suggesting that only a daytime Avoda requires Pius, but a nighttime Avoda doesn't require drawing lots? Because we mentioned that's what we mentioned when we said that if it's an Avodas Yom, so we said, oh, then it should require a Pius. So the implication is that only things that are Avodas Yom require a Pius. Avodas Laila does not require a Pius, but is that really true? Varevarim Upadarim requires a Pius, and that's an Avodas Laila. So says Mar, no, like we said before, Sof Avodas Yimamahi. That's not an Avodas Laila, it's the Sof Avodas of the day. Very Trumas Deshen is an Avodas Laila, that requires a Pius. Now, strangely, all the Rishonim are bothered. Why doesn't the Gemara just answer the same thing it did before, that Trumas Deshen is Tchilas Avodas Yom? But it doesn't answer that. It says Mishum Maisa Shaya. Of course the Trumas Deshen needed a Pius, because we didn't want people to kill each other. So that was Mishum Maisa Shaya. That was to address a certain concern that we had. L'meimer da'avodas yom v'shazar chayiv aleha misa baya pious, ein zar chayiv aleha misa lo baya pious, v'arei shchita. How can you say that an avodas yom, that a zar is chayiv misa on it, is what's going to require pious, but anything that a zar is not going to be chayiv misa for doing does not require pious? Shchita requires a pious, and a zar is kosher to do shchita. shchita. So it says more shiny shchita. Tzchilas avodihi. Shchita is the beginning of the avoda. That's why it requires a pious. Amar razut shvitei mervashi va'anan lotnan hachi. Amar lema munatzuru imigias man shchita. Vilus man shnei gzireitzim lo katani. The mamun is supposed to say, go see if the zman shchita arrived, but he doesn't say, go see if the zman shnei gzireitzim has arrived. So we don't see that shnei gzireitzim is navodas yom. So says Gemara, hachta leslo takanta katani. Hachta katanta takanta lo katani. If it's something was shechted belayla, there would be no way to fix it because it's already too late. But sidur shnei gzireitzim, if it was done belayla, there's a way to fix it. So we're not going to go out of our way to make an announcement about that, because it's something that we can fix afterwards by undoing the sidur and then being misadar it again by yom. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with the Vika Damri and finish up the parak tomorrow.